Country Sunshine Weather.
Currently here at our studios at 21 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, 41 degrees. Been there all morning. Winds are from the north at about between 3 to 5 miles per hour over the last few minutes. 92% humidity in the barometric pressure, 30.13, and it is holding steady. At United Group Insurance, they know finding the right insurance at the right price is always challenging, especially now. That's why they offer auto owner's insurance. Call the friendly team of experts to find out what works best for you. Whether you're protecting your home or your vehicle, auto owner's insurance has options for you. United Group Insurance proudly serves Southwest Iowa. Call United Group Insurance in Red Oak today for free quotes and exceptional service. 712-623-5555.
For the most complete insurance coverage, trust United Group Insurance. For the most complete weather coverage, trust KCSI-KOAK. Thank your friends at United Group Insurance for bringing you this Country Sunshine listening area forecast. United Group, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Griswold, and Atlantic.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. Here at our studios again, we are at 41 degrees, and we've been 40 or 41 since midnight at our studios. We're going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Simmons Contracting. Ray Simmons with me. Ray, how are you?
Good.
Nice to see you.
Thanks, Aaron.
Nice to have you in studio.
It's great, man. I like it.
It's a pleasure to get to visit with you. And we have Ethan Simmons. Ethan, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Nice to have you in studio. We're going to talk about contracting. We're going to talk about construction. We're going to talk a little bit about ministry.
Okay.
But first, before we get started, I want to know... I want to back up a few years, 10 years ago, right? Mr. Simmons, when you came to town, moved to Red Oak, how did you get into, why Red Oak, why the ministry, why construction? Tell me a little bit about your story.
Yeah, you bet. So 10 years ago, I retired from the Air Force, retired out of Offutt Air Force Base, and we were looking for a place to retire. We had been living in the Glenwood area, and we really liked Iowa better than Nebraska.
Good man.
When we moved here, a friend of ours said, hey, go to Iowa. He said that the taxes are better. But the main thing for us is we homeschool. And the homeschool laws in Iowa are basically the best in the nation. So that was a big deal for us. So we lived in Glenwood. And then we weren't sure where we were going to go when we retired, but we really liked Iowa. And so short story is... We decided to stay in Iowa. Well, let me back up and just say one thing. COVID was right about the time where we weren't sure where we were going to go.
Yeah.
And there were people in my church in Omaha at the time that wanted to plant a church that were behind planting a church in Red Oak. And so we said, hey, I think the Lord is leading us to stay here. And so... we stayed here. We bought a house, and it took a while for us to plant the church.
Yeah.
But anyway, 10 years ago was like a place to retire. Great place, Red Oak.
You've filled your retirement with busy activity.
Yeah. Yeah. Busier now. That's what they say.
So, so how did you get into construction? What was the lead into construction?
Well, you know, we in the military moved around a lot, and every place we moved, there was a project to do. There was something to fix up on the house, and you know, to improve it, make it better. I also got into woodworking, so I had a cabinet shop, and we did. So we took that everywhere that we went. And then my son would work with me, and he was always building things for his bedroom or clubhouses, and later on furniture and things. So. And then after that, we were trying to figure out something to do as a family business. And we said, we already like this. And we found a really good example of something that we liked down in Tennessee. And I think maybe Ethan could tell a little bit more about what we saw down in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we moved down there for a while. We were living out of a camper, actually, helping this crew. Several of them were friends of ours, but we kind of got to see what higher end construction looks like. All these guys were really driven. They did high quality work, and so we kind of took that back with us. We learned a lot from them, and you know, we kind of went down there as a learning experience, and then we moved back here.
Yeah.
And we saw a lot of those things that we thought would be neat to implement here in Red Oak.
Yeah, and we liked their culture. They were enjoying what they were doing.
I think we should.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't, but yeah. I think we should enjoy what we do, absolutely. So that's kind of how it started, right? I mean, military,
yeah.
Retirement from military, ministry obviously is important to you and your family.
Right.
And construction overall. So then you started Simmons Contracting.
Yeah.
Why contracting? Why not construction, Ethan?
Yeah.
We chose contracting because we didn't want to just say, you know, we're gonna build your house, but we wanted to say, you know, we can manage subcontractors, we can find people who you know, do quality work, and we can manage them for you, and we can offer a complete package as opposed to just, you know, building your walls.
Okay.
And we also wanted a team concept. The whole idea is like, okay, if you're on the project with us, you're part of our team instead of like it's us versus the
right.
subcontractors and things. Just have a...
So you do kind of step into that general contractor role then.
Yeah.
In the sense of, truest sense of the word, and kind yeah. of a project manager type role as mm-hmm. well too. Mm-hmm. So do you have a specialty? I mean, do you... Renovations, refurbishments, complete new construction, stick construction, barn dominiums are all the rage. What do you do, or do you do it all? All the above.
I would say most of our experience is in building new construction, and we do have a little bit of experience with post frame as well, and we'd like to roll into that more. But lately, it's been more renovations. We've been doing more additions or kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, things of that sort. So
yeah.
You can do those as well.
Yeah, and the neat thing about that is, you know, sometimes people ask us, hey, do you have time to do this small project? Like yesterday, we just put in a mailbox for somebody.
Okay.
You know? And here's the thing that people don't understand. If you got somebody that's doing big projects, there's always holes and there's delays and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can move into those things. We can put you on the list, and then as soon as an opening comes up, we're in there. And it actually adds to our ability to build because we're expanding our skill set. We're getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times a small job turns into a big job later.
Yeah.
So.
Well, building those relations, it's people, right?
I yeah.
mean, it's there's so much of that connection and trust when you're dealing with, you know, a lot of this is the biggest investment people will ever make.
Yeah.
If you're talking construction of a new home or maybe even a major reconstruction, there are a lot of beautiful homes in Red Oak. You've probably noticed that.
Yeah.
A lot of beautiful homes. Now, historical renovation or working with some of the really quality craftsmanship, you've worked with some of that as well, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of what you do.
Yeah, we've done that quite a bit because they are beautiful homes. And that was one of the things that attracted us to Red Oak.
Yeah.
And we started asking around, hey, where did all these beautiful houses come from? And then, you know, we learned a little bit about the railroad and all that stuff. But an amazing, beautiful homes here. But, you know, they're 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
or
live,
more, yeah.
Yeah, they don't live the same way that they had servants and things like that. And so, but you can take an existing old home that has all the beauty, that has the architecture, that has a personality, and you can just make a few changes inside,
mm-hmm.
and it will, you just knock out a wall between the kitchen and the dining room,
yep.
you just renovate your kitchen or renovate your bathroom, you've got the best of both worlds,
mm-hmm.
really. So we do like doing that. And the other thing is when you do that, then it's typically people want a really good job.
Yes.
They're okay with us slowing down, being detailed because it fits the rest of the house versus just going really quick.
Do it right. You want to do it right.
Yeah.
So you say that you can do from putting a mailbox in for someone to if I want to talk to you about a 4,000 square foot complete new construction,
right.
We can have the conversation for all the above and everything in between.
Almost everything. There's a few things that we're going to say.
But you know people, right? I mean, you can help get that taken care of.
Yeah.
Do you have availability in your schedule now? I mean, if someone called for, I don't know, to talk about a new home or to talk about maybe a renovation or reconstruction.
Yeah, we've still got we've still got slots for Sorry, computer just rebooted there.
Uh-oh.
This spring and summer, we've still got some space for some smaller jobs if people still wanted to get into that.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a good bit of lead time for bigger houses and stuff like that. But
yeah. So, like right now, we have three people who are interested in building homes in the spring and summer. But, you know, that is a situation where oftentimes you put together a package and then you're working on the financing and it might not be this year. Mm-hmm. So we have openings for both the homes to build, at least currently right now, for the spring and the summer. And we have holes for other, we have opportunity for other things as well. It's starting to get this type of year, people start going.
Well, when we hit 65 degrees, people are wanting to do stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. And yeah. They start getting their, you know, income tax refund and, you know, things like that.
Have you seen a change in technology, building techniques, building methods over the years? Have you seen that?
Ethan is the main one that kind of keeps up with that.
What do you see, Ethan?
Yeah, there's actually been a lot of innovation. I mean, the stick frame house has been around since the 1900s, and the roots go back, you know, even further than that. So there's actually been a lot of innovation in the past 25 years, and so we like to stay up to date on that. There's new products that are coming out that help you control your air, your water, ventilation a lot better. Obviously, that increases the value of your home and prevents deterioration over time. So, yeah, we definitely like to stay up to date on that.
The housing market since COVID, you mentioned COVID earlier in our conversation, until today has been nuts. I mean, the real estate, the world of real estate from really from interest rates that were, in my opinion, held artificially near zero for a number of years.
I'm with you.
To that still honestly historically low. I think, I don't know where we're at, 5 or 6% currently. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Still historically low rates compared to the 80s when they were in double digits.
Right.
But also you've seen a great demand. You've seen increase in materials since COVID for all of your construction materials. So you kind of have to be nimble, don't you, Ethan, to keep up with all of these things going on?
Yeah, definitely. You have to stay on your feet there. I don't know. The materials have been crazy. I mean, I remember in COVID, for a while there, 2x4s were like, $8 or something?
Yeah.
And now they've come way back down, and people are a lot more willing to spend money on it. And like you said, the interest
rates.
What
do you enjoy most about it, Ethan? If you had to put your finger on one part of construction or maybe the contracting business in general, do you have a favorite element that you really like?
Yeah, I suppose I would say, it would come down to a couple things, but I really enjoy the detail work and you know, finishing something, you know, and producing a high quality product. But then there's also, I guess, framing is a lot of fun too. You get that instant reward of like, man, there's a huge wall there.
We
just built something that wasn't there before. So I enjoy the mental challenge for sure, the planning, and then I enjoy the physical challenge of it too, and just being outdoors.
Yeah, very cool. How about you, Ray? Is there a part of it that you enjoy more than others?
Yeah, I'm more of the planner guy. Yeah. You know, I've got, you know, engineering background and stuff, so I like to have it drawn out, have it, you know, a flow plan for materials and all those kind of things. And so, and I would say that I'm more of the cabinet, kind of more detailed aspect of it.
That gets pretty detailed, some of that stuff
does. Yeah, and just, you know, slow down and that also allows you to use some of the fun tools.
<you know?
laughs> Yeah. You know, one of the things I've just noticed about Ethan is he kind of, so I think he picked this up in the military, just this idea of, hey, let's work together. I mean, we have a morning briefing. We pray in the morning. I say, here are our objectives for the day. Ethan sets the objectives for the day. And then, you know, we debrief at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of this culture. And Ethan kind of has like a special ops mindset when he's working. And I think the guys like that.
Yeah. So. And in the end, you're really striving for a top-notch, high-quality product that people are happy to have, are proud to have, and say, look what we have constructed. I mean, that's kind of your goal in the end, right?
Just
to, to have a top-notch, well done. Because there's some things that are out there that are not well done.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
Yeah, I had an old guy tell me one time that had been doing this for a long time. He said, okay, there's two ways to look at this. If you're doing a project for somebody, you can just meet the contract.
Yeah.
So you can just do that. This is what it says on the paper, and we'll just do that. And you do have to look at the contract, otherwise it gets longer and it gets more expensive. So you do have to have a contract. But he said, really what you want to do is you want to meet the customer, meet like what is in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
What do they want? So not, you know, don't just try to meet the contract, because if you do that, then your business is probably not going to be successful.
Yeah. You know, it's biblical to go the extra mile.
Yes, it is.
So you mentioned praying. I mentioned that you're in the ministry. Tell me a little bit about your ministry here in town.
Okay, I'm one of the pastors at Ascension Reformed Church.
Mm-hmm.
We're still a new church to the area. We've been here at 3.5 years, and we are a Presbyterian, a conservative Presbyterian Reformed church. From a denomination, a smaller Presbyterian denomination. So we like to say we're a historic church. So we use a liturgy, and we're interested in the Puritans, but we think that the Puritans were not some old grumbly bumbly people. They actually loved the Lord, and they really lived an enjoyable life. And anyway, after the military, I was called in to the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And did some training, academic training and a pastoral internship. And then we started a church here 3.5 years ago.
And here we are.
Yeah.
'Cause I do, and just, I see you on a somewhat regular basis at city council meetings. You many times offer the opening prayer at city council meetings, and have bumped into you several times there during that. So it is a fascinating. Sometime we need to just have a sit down and have a conversation about that on here.
I would love to do that.
Because we had a little one before we turned the mics on here, which was super interesting. So, but it's a big, it would be safe to say that it is a big part of your life.
Yeah.
And it is probably a big part of your business, how you do business, treat people right. Right? I mean, that's kind of into everything you do.
Yeah. I mean, the scripture says do all things unto the Lord. And so that's really who we're working for.
Yeah. Tell me the relationship. So we are, by the way, we're visiting with Ray Simmons and Ethan Simmons from Simmons Contracting, located here in Red Oak.
Mm-hmm.
So Ray, you started Simmons Contracting, correct?
We both did together.
And you and Ethan. So Ethan's kind of father-son, taking over, working into the business. Talk to me about that relation. How is it working with your dad? Let's start with Ethan.
Yeah,
how's
sure.
it working with your dad, Ethan?
It's a lot of fun. You know, most of the time we get along really well. Sometimes we'll have differences.
Everyone said, yeah, sure. And you're
course.
Going to, yeah.
But no, we definitely, 99% of the time, it's
do you have other family members involved as well?
Yeah. So my brother works for us part-time. And then we don't have, I guess I wouldn't say we have any other family directly
involved.
Related, but we've got some church members and brothers in Christ.
Yeah, I mean, some of my daughters have done the bookkeeping, all that goes. And so it's a family business. So, but
yeah, absolutely. I think it's great. You're sitting right in the middle of couldn't be more family business right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, so I know.
Absolutely. So we understand it. It is a great thing.
Yeah.
It really is. It's pretty cool. So, so you have openings. If someone wants in a project, you would like to talk to them about any project. In particular, if new construction, that's kind of your forte. But you can do, I mean, call.
We don't want smaller jobs to feel excluded.
Yeah, so call. Yeah, if you have that project, you might be able to squeeze it in. How do people get in touch with you? Do you have social media, website, call? What's the right thing to do to get in touch?
Again, Ethan,
what's
the best way to do that?
Well, I guess the answer would be call Dad, not me.
I guess that's what I was trying to
push
it over
to
him.
Yeah. I love it. This is good.
So you can call him at 712-216-3800.
All right.
And then we've got our Facebook page, which is just Simmons Contracting, right?
Okay. Yeah. Search on Facebook for that.
Yep.
We'll see if we can find that as well.
Simmons webpage too.
Not construction.
Right.
Contracting.
Yep, that is a common.
Yeah. Simmons Contracting. You're located in Red Oak and work the do you have a area or will you go pretty much anywhere? You want to stay in Southwest Iowa.
Within an hour. If it's a larger project, we'll go an hour.
Okay.
But typically we like to stay within 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
there you go. Very cool. It's exciting stuff. I think I'm just going to go off on a little bit of a tangent here. Some of the new technology that I see that Ethan alluded to earlier, I look at some of the roof materials that I see, mm-hmm. some of the solar roofs. I don't know if you've seen those. And some of those new home management systems are pretty remarkable, aren't they? I mean, some of the new technology is pretty awesome. I don't know how you necessarily keep up with all that stuff, but it's pretty cool to watch a YouTube video on every now and then.
Yeah, you know, YouTube. The best thing is the home shows, the construction shows, and that's where they put forward all of these things. You know, our suppliers also keep up with those kind of things.
Yeah.
So they're going to those shows, and so sometimes when we come in and say, "Hey, this person is looking for re-roofing, but they'd like to look at something different," and then we'll lay out the brochures. I've called companies, and they're more than happy to send us. The whole pile of
of
things that pass out to people.
Yeah.
So
one of the other things that I see, and Ethan, maybe touch on this, and I know you do barn dominiums, right?
Yes, sir.
This is a fad or phase. I don't want to use the word fad because it's been around for a few years now, but you see more and more interest in barn dominium style homes, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot. It's definitely gained popularity, and I think for several reasons. For one, it's a very durable construction, and number two, you can do a lot with them. Like I was telling you before off air, you've got a lot more freedom with your structure as far as the interior walls and things like that. And there's a lot of opportunities with like the porches, you know, things you can do on the front as well.
You can be pretty creative with those. Is there a cost savings? I'm asking because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just a cheaper route to go, or is it not really cheaper? It's just a different method. What's the advantage of that?
It is cheaper. I haven't put them side by side, so honestly, I don't really know. I'm going to guess 15% cheaper, something like that.
And I suppose, like anything, there's an element of how elaborate do you want to get with some of the finishes and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The thing that people like Ethan mentioned, is that once you build that, you can do whatever you want on the inside as far as the walls go. You don't have to worry, hey, is this a load-bearing wall? And so you want to go all the way to the roof, you know, keep your living area, you know, 20-foot ceiling, you can do that. And then, you know, some people will have 2/3 of it being their house and 1/3 of it being their shop.
Yep.
And so that makes it pretty easy. And then you put a heated floor in there, and now you've got a heated garage and a heated home. You know, there's, you know, like the new technologies you were talking about.
Yeah.
One of the things is the heated flooring is used a lot in the barn dominiums. So you put down that heated pipe, and now you have radiant floor heat through the whole thing. And that's very efficient in a barn dominium.
Very cool. And you guys can visit and talk to people extensively about any of the things we've touched on this morning.
Yeah.
And they can reach out to Ray at 712.
No, we're joking. I'm happy to take a call.
712-216-3800, or you can search for Simmons Contracting on Facebook. Get in touch, see Ray around town, going to church, say, hey, we need to talk.
Yes.
You'll set up a meeting, talk about the project, and go from there, right?
Sounds good. I might invite them to church.
There you go. Absolutely. Next time you come out, we're going to have a deeper discussion about ministry and church. Can we do that?
I'd love that.
All right. Ray Simmons and Ethan Simmons from Simmons Contracting. They're here in the Red Oak community, and you can reach out. Anything else, Ethan, we need to touch on that we haven't touched on yet this morning?
I would just say we do really value communication. I think a lot of the problems that people might have with contractors is, you know, expectations aren't quite met. So that's something that we really do try and value and make sure what you're paying for is what you're expecting.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
And that's some of the military coming through because we were taught over-communicate.
Yeah.
You know, all the time. So very hopefully good. That helps.
Ray, final word. What else do we need to be aware of?
Well, I would just say that, you know, one of the things that we want to do is help the community to continue to create beauty.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned, this is a beautiful place. The homes are beautiful. The landscape is beautiful. You know, I'm thankful we don't have any windmills out there. But we want to create beauty. And so we're, if somebody is interested in doing something like that, for example, maybe they want a historic timber frame barn that's going to be in the family for 200 years. The thing that I would like is in 100 years when my great-grandchildren are looking at something we've built, they can say, Ray and Ethan and John Cole built that. And all of our other folks too. Because somebody walked up to my house that I live, you know, I live on Boundary Street, mm-hmm. and they were taking pictures, and I walked outside and talked to them, and this lady said that her father built our house. And I thought, that's a wonderful thing. So yeah. If we can continue to build that beauty here, it would be good.
And that says something to the quality you're looking to construct. When people 100 years now are going to look at that and say,
yeah,
that is great construction. So very good. Thanks for visiting with me.
Thanks for having us, man.
Nice to visit with you both. Make it a great day.
Yes, sir.
Again, Ethan Simmons and Ray Simmons with us from Simmons Contracting.
KCSI-FM, Valeska, Red Oak, and Adams.